mother too. I got a full-time job, it seemed the only thing to do. Now I work 5 days, it's a 40-hour week. And here's my life, come close and take a peek. And here's my life, come close and take a peek. It's $1,200 a month before the SSI and tax. The take-home pay is $900 and a half. And the rent takes half of that, leaving $475. With $100 for the groceries to keep us all alive. $100 for the groceries to keep us all alive. From the $375, take out $50 for the heat. And $50 for the lights and phone utilities complete. From the $275, take my public transport pass. To get me to and from this job for which I bust my ass. To get me to and from this job for which I bust my ass. But I haven't finished yet. No, my babies are so young. That one is not in school yet. He has not yet begun. So I pay $200 to a mom who lives near me. So she can spend 10 hours with him a day instead of me. So she can spend 10 hours a day with him instead of me. And at that, the doctor bill, the cleaning bill, the shoes, prescriptions and medicine, birthday gifts and brownie dues. And take all of that from the sum of 75. And your guess is as good as mine, just how we stay alive. And your guess is as good as mine, just how we stay alive. And the bankers are so kind. They've given me some credit cards for when I fall behind. Now I make my monthly payments, a mere 39 to go. Just looking at this nightmare makes me want to stay at home. Just looking at this nightmare makes me want to stay at home. Well, they're trying to get welfare mothers into full-time jobs. If we aren't thrilled to leave the home, they call us lazy slobs. Offer minimum wage, no benefits, and no childcare naturally. So more can join the weary ranks of working poor like me. So more can join the weary ranks of working poor like me. Well, I'd like to take each pot-bellied pal who talks that way and let him try to take a walk in my shoes for a day. He'd be screaming and crying and begging and irate to raise the living wage now before it is too late. To raise the living wage now before it is too late. For I'm a working woman and a single mother too. I love my full-time job, it seemed the only thing to do. And until that happy day that the living wage is raised, I'll do a job, stay with my kids, and home is where I'll stay. This rich land can afford it, we have got to find a way. We've got to raise the living wage, we've got